for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala has died in government custody. Officials in New Mexico say the child had been treated for cold and fever. Then he was released from a hospital, but he immediately returned and then died a few hours later. The boy is the second child to die in Customs and Border Patrol custody this month. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl, whose body was returned to her home village on Christmas Eve, died from extreme dehydration after she and her father crossed the border illegally. Officials say she didn't receive treatment for 90 minutes after she showed signs of illness. President Trump has made hardline immigration policies a central plank of his presidency, drawing fire from critics who accuse him of demonizing migrants for political gain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Christmas messages rang out from the White House and from the Vatican. And there was also one from Queen Elizabeth.
Even with the most deeply held differences, treating the other person with respect and as a fellow human being is always a good first step towards greater understanding.
The 92-year-old Queen has been delivering Christmas messages since her coronation in 1952. Her grandfather, King George V, gave the first broadcast message by a reigning monarch in 1932. In the White House's Christmas message, President Trump's wife, Melania Trump, thanked military families for their support in this holiday season.
During the Christmas season, we rejoice in God's many blessings. We come together with family and friends to spread hope, love, compassion, cheer, and goodwill.
The Pope also gave his Christmas message from the Vatican. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The partial government shutdown will go on through the holiday. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
No palm trees, Florida sunshine, or ocean breezes for President Trump this Christmas, as he will be staying in Washington, D.C., working during the partial government shutdown. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a border wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security. With a wall.
Democrat Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive 2-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Over 400 people were killed and scores of others are still missing and presumed dead after a tsunami struck Indonesia on Saturday night. With more, here's John Clements.
A volcanic underwater landslide caused this tsunami, sending a 10-foot-high wave of water over Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra that connects the Java Sea to the Indian Ocean. Rescue work is being hampered by debris on the roadways. Vernon Brewer of World Health says people are being warned to stay away from the coastline.
The fear is the volcano is still active, and so they're fearing that it could erupt again and create more tsunamis.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.